We're talking Sabet the Boys basketball now, joined by head coach Josh Wurtenberger. The Sabet the Boys continue to play some great basketball, just not enough of it lately. 7-1 on the season, and that's 7 straight wins for Sabet. Really, I guess 2 games, coach, since last time we really visited after taking last week off. You've won your first 2 games back from the break, beating Holton 67-41, and then did get a game in last Thursday, makeup game against Hiawatha there, winning 54-41. So, man, I got to see your team against Holton and was just super impressed. I still cannot believe how much depth and the number of guys that not only you were playing but would come in and be huge contributors for you. I know you talked about it on these coaches' shows previously, but that's what really stood out to me against Holton, just a lot of different guys. Will Ulrich obviously had a huge night shooting, but a lot of guys capable for you this year that are making a good difference.
Yeah, just a lot of guys that we trust, and a lot of guys that contribute in their own way, and defensively and offensively, they all have abilities that they use to help the team, and so it's a good problem or a good situation I'm in that I trust 12 guys to go in there and contribute.
The tricky part is it, I guess, to kind of like find everybody's role and to get them to not only acknowledge but maybe accept the role. Do you feel like this team has bought into the greater concept of, you know, how they can be the best team and everybody kind of finding their spot and how they can contribute the most to this squad?
Yeah, there's always a little bit of time where you have to feel that out during the game, but we're doing the same thing. Whoever's on the court, and so we have the same goals defensively. We've got the same cuts offensively, and so we're just trying to be consistent. Whoever's on the floor, we may not even get to practice that much with that certain lineup, but we want to stay consistent throughout our games and throughout our practices, so everybody knows what each other's doing.
Obviously, 67 points was great against Holton, one of your higher scoring games of the season. It wasn't maybe the best offensive night against Hiawatha, although you led most of the game and seemed like, finally able to pull away and get a little bit more separation there in the second half. But what about your defense? I mean, if you hold any team to 41, you have to feel pretty good. Was your defense maybe better that night, or what stood out in that Hiawatha game last Thursday?
Yeah, our defense has been consistent throughout. I think Hiawatha's length maybe gave us some issues on the offensive end that we weren't used to or had to adjust to, I guess, throughout the game. But I thought they did some good things and we had to adjust throughout the night. There's not going to be a game where you just run away with it. Anytime you're in the Big 7 against a team that you play twice a year, you're always going to have to be ready to play.
Burlington tournament this week. Of course, Tuesday was postponed, so now you'll play 3 games in 3 days. And the long road trip, of course, down to Burlington. But you're the top seed. You got Labette County on Thursday, and then you'll play Friday and Saturday night as well. What are just your overall thoughts on what you hope to kind of accomplish and get out of these 3 days in the tournament at Burlington this week?
Yeah, we just want to get 3 competitive games, and we'll get that this weekend. And in a tournament setting, and hopefully that prepares us for our sub-state is our goal, is to use that to help us understand what those tournament situations are kind of like a little bit as we get ready for sub-state.
There should be some really good games down there in Burlington. Hopefully your team can find a way to repeat another Burlington tournament title. Best of luck in that tournament, Coach. We'll chat about it next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Josh Wurtenberger, head coach of the Sabet the Boys. The Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Sailor Insurance, by Garrett Country Mart, and by C&K Service in Sabetha.